She's not here to judge. She's here to report the honest news on healthy living. She's Andrea Donsky, along with Lisa Davis. It's time for Naturally Savvy.
I'm Lisa Davis. Welcome to Naturally Savvy. Andrea is off this week. The dark side of antioxidants? What? What the heck is going on? Well, the wonderful Dr. Sean Talbot is going to explain this to us. Hello, Dr. Talbot. Welcome to Naturally Savvy.
Hey, Lisa. Thanks for having me.
It's great to have you on. I thought this was so interesting. So we need to chat about this because I'm a huge fan of antioxidants. Of course, I get them from fruits and vegetables, not from supplements. So is that the issue? Is it more with the supplements? Is that where the dark side comes in?
Yeah, that's really where the dark side comes in. And, you know, the dark side, or when I talk about deadly antioxidants, it's very counterintuitive to people because they automatically think, wait a minute, that can't be right. I've heard all these great things about antioxidants, and I've been running out and buying my vitamin E and my vitamin C and my beta carotene and my selenium and all this kind of stuff in pill form because that's more concentrated and more must be better. And what we're really learning is that it's, you know, not only is more not better in terms of protecting your body, more is worse because it interferes with the body's own ability to protect itself. And so, you know, we're really trying to focus people back on the brightly colored fruits and vegetables as the way to get your vitamins and minerals. That's where the right level of antioxidant is. And when you take these high levels, it actually causes damage and leads to some pretty serious problems.
Well, let's talk about some of that damage. Fill us in.
Yeah. So, you know, over the last, probably 20 years now, these big studies with thousands and thousands of people have been coming out saying, look, if we supplement with these high-dose isolated synthetic antioxidants, E and C and beta-carotene are where the big problems are, but we also see problems with selenium and zinc and those sorts of things. We're seeing not just a lack of protection from oxidative damage, but we're seeing more skin cancer, we're seeing more lung cancer, we're seeing higher mortality rates, which are all pretty big problems. You know, these aren't just, you know, stomach aches and headaches. These are major, major health problems. And what we think is happening, it's funny because when they first started coming out, most of us in the nutrition field sort of said, no, that doesn't make any sense. We know that vitamin E is good for us. We know that C is good for us. But it wasn't logical until we figured out how it was interfering with the body's ability to mount its own protective systems. Big problems. And we really need people, if they think they want to protect themselves, eat those fruits and vegetables. Because a big thing of what we've learned over the last 10 or 20 years is that it's not just the antioxidant effect on its own. It's that a lot of these nutrients can turn on the body's ability to produce its own antioxidant enzymes. And that's really where the secret seems to be.
Oh, that is so interesting. Tell us a little bit more about how to get that turned on.
Yeah, so it's a process. It's a pathway inside of every single cell that's called NRF2. It's NRF2 is the abbreviation for this enzyme pathway system, and what it is a protection system inside of every cell that will protect the cell from cellular stress. So a lot of times that's oxidative stress. It's the stress from the sunlight that we're exposed to and the polluted air and even our own metabolism. We're creating these reactive oxygen species, these free radicals that cause damage. And if our cells didn't have this NRF2 pathway and weren't able to activate that pathway, we wouldn't be able to protect ourselves. So when the cell senses that it's under stress, it produces its own class of antioxidant enzymes and stress response proteins, things like superoxide dismutase and catalase and these enzymes with these really long names. But what they do is they protect the body from that damage. So that, you know, I like to tell people that this NRF2 pathway is kind of like a cellular thermostat for stress. And when it senses that stress, it produces these protective enzymes that really help the cell to survive and thrive. So taking these big doses of antioxidant supplements are interfering with that. But we know there are compounds in turmeric, for example. There are compounds in green tea. There are compounds in lots of different fruits and vegetables, and especially spices and herbs that can go in and directly activate that pathway so our cells protect themselves. It's the difference between making your own antioxidants versus taking them externally.
Now, when you say high doses, let's talk for somebody who's taking like a multivitamin every day. Is that normally fine, or what do we need to look for in terms of the amount of milligrams or however it's measured?
Right. I don't like people to supplement with anything more than 100%, 100% of the daily value. And every single vitamin supplement is going to carry that right on the side of the bottle, right on the label. You'll be able to look and you'll be able to say, what is the percentage that I'm getting here? And if you see any of those, you know, even for B vitamins, B vitamins are one of the safer classes. You can take at higher levels, but definitely any of the antioxidants, E, C, beta carotene, selenium, zinc, any of those, you definitely don't want to have them higher than 100% of the daily value. We would still want people to get them from foods first. You know, I'm a nutritionist, so food first is my is my mantra, and I think it's yours too. We want people to eat those brightly. We want people to eat those brightly colored fruits and vegetables. That's really where the best packaging is, so to speak, because you're not just getting the vitamin E in your almonds. You're getting a lot of other stuff. You're not just getting your vitamin C in your strawberry or your citrus fruit. You're getting a lot of other stuff that helps it work better in the body. But if people think that they need the supplements, and I'm probably a good example of that. I just finished a workout, and during that workout, there was a lot of stress in my body. There was a lot of oxidation. A lot of inflammation was happening. And so on a day like this, I'll certainly try to get my fruits and vegetables, but I also think I need a supplement. So I'll turn to something that has turmeric and that has milk thistle and that has green tea and that has some of those things that I know are NRF2 activators, so I can go in and flip that protective switch a little bit extra on those days when I have extra oxidation in my body.
And what do you take?
I take something that I've studied, that we've actually put through some clinical trials and looked at in the lab. It's a supplement called Protandim. It has right now, it has about 20 studies on it, looking at different tissue systems, looking at whole body humans, looking at different sources of stress in the body. And what we find is that when we supplement people with it for 30 days, it reduces oxidative damage in the body by 40%, which is a huge, huge margin. Mm-hmm. You know, we can go through and we can say, well, the antioxidant enzymes are higher. Superoxide dismutase goes up, catalase goes up, there's less cellular damage. That's a healthier cell, and that's a healthier person. So that Protandim product is a combination of five of these known NRF2 activators. So ashwagandha, green tea, turmeric, milk thistle, and I'm forgetting one, but there's five in there that all synergize with each other so that, you know, it's not so much about getting tons of turmeric to get the effect. It's about getting the synergy between a little bit of each one of these things.
Oh, I like that. I like synergy. I've heard the same thing can happen if you eat a tomato with an avocado, that you get more of a benefit.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. That, you know, it's people forget that nutrition is all about a matrix effect, these nutrients. So, you know, when we study them in the laboratory, sometimes we do look at them individually, and we look at the lycopene from that tomato. But then when we put it in the body, what we find out is, wait a minute, that lycopene needs some fat to be absorbed, and that's where the fatty acids in the avocado come in. So nutrition is sometimes we study it in isolation to learn about mechanisms, but then we want to put it all back together again, and that's what the body really wants in terms of absorption and overall activity inside a living body. It's not just an isolated nutrient. And that's where I think we've gone wrong the last few years. So where it's all circling back, which I'm very, very excited about, it's all circling back to say, wait a minute, don't just go for the curcumin, that one chemical in turmeric. Why don't we go for the whole turmeric? And instead of going for one of those flavonoids in green tea, let's go for the whole green tea. And so when you start putting those together, that's where you see that really true synergy. And, you know, our grandmas would look at it and say, well, duh, it's supposed to be a blend of things. It's supposed to be a balance, but that's really where the secret is.
Yeah, it is. Dr. Talbot, you're fabulous. You can go to www.shawntalbott.com. You're listening to Naturally Savvy on Radio MD. Follow us on Facebook and like us on Twitter at Your Radio MD and at Naturally Savvy. Thanks for listening and stay well.